From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japan early Tuesday morning, prompting fresh concern in Japan and South Korea. The missile passed high above Japan about 10 minutes after launch, then split into three pieces and smashed into the Pacific Ocean east of the northern main Japanese island of Hokkaido, according to Japan's government. The trajectory triggered satellite-activated emergency alarms to the Japanese public, warning people in the Tohoku region to take cover because of a possible impact from a North Korean missile. The missile was launched at 20:57 UTC Monday. That's 5:57 in the morning in Seoul and Tokyo on Tuesday. It was launched from Sunan, near Pyongyang's international airport. It flew more than 2,700 kilometers at a maximum altitude of around 550 kilometers. According to the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff, Japanese authorities say their anti-missile batteries made no attempt to shoot down the missile. The North Korean launch, according to the Pentagon, did not pose a threat to North America. An official at the U.S. National Security Council told VOA that authorities in Washington were awaiting specific information from the U.S. Pacific Command about the type of North Korean missile that was fired. Authorities in Japan sounded an alert for the northern part of the country as soon as the launch was detected, but no rocket fragments were known to hit the ground. This is VOA News. Tropical